Bava Basra, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basra Bavli, Daf Chof Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Marchikin es asulam min ha-shevach arbo amos kadei shulei tikpoitz ha-nemiyah. Person has a distance his ladder from the dovecot 4 amos in order that a nemiyah, which is a martin, won't jump in to attack the birds in the dovecot. Ve'es ha-koisa min ha-maschila dar adamos kadei shihei zekef es asulam. Person has to also distance his wall from the rainwater drainage pipe in order that the pipe owner will be able to stand on his ladder there if he needs to fix the pipe. Marchikim es ha-shevach min ha-ir, chamishim amah, a person has to distance his dovecot 50 amos from the city to prevent the pigeons damaging the vegetable gardens of the city. Lo yase adam shevach b'seich sheloi, elem kein yesh loi chamishim amah l'chol ruach, a person can't build a dovecot within his own property unless there's a space around it of 50 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, beis arba'as kuren, Malai Shaga Ayona, Rida says there has to be a base arba core of space which is 75,000 square amos around it, which is a flying distance of a pigeon. V'imla kochai, afila base rover, harehu becheskosai. But if he bought the land with a pre-existing dovecot, then even if there's only a space of a base rover, which is around 104 square amos around it, then it can still remain in that position. And the Gemara tells us, Amir Belaza, Hadadatema, Lemin, Avila Small, Zekef Miyad. The brother says, now in the case of distancing the ladder from the dovecot, it's only necessary when the ladder is to the right side of the dovecot, because if the ladder is to the left side, there's no need to distance it. And the Gemara asks a new question. Hacha adma chamishim amma, ulalon atama shloshim ris. Over here you said it has to be distance 50 amas, and there in Maseches Bava Kama you said that you can't lay traps for pigeons unless it's 30 ris, which is 4 mil, 8,000 amas away from an inhabited place. Amr b'yosa ben rabun le'inyan le'u'ois royehu chamishim amma le'inyan le'foyach p'irachas afilu ad abos mil. Rabbi Yosef ben rabun answers, they'll look for food within 50 amas, but they can fly up to 4 mil. We come now to the next Mishnah. Nifal ha-nimsa v'sei chamishim amma ha-reizeh shel ba'al ha-shevach chutz mi-chamishim amma ha-reizeh shel moitzoi. The Mishnah says if a person found an unfledged chick, which means a chick that can't fly, if it's within 50 amos of a dovecot, he should return it to the dovecot owner, but beyond 50 amos, he can keep it. Nimsa ben shnei shevchois, kov lezeh sheloi, or lezeh sheloi, mechzah mechzah, shneim yachloiku. If he found it between two dovecots, it belongs to the owner of the closer dovecot, and if it's equidistant, then they divide it. And the Gemara now says, hadad ha-teima, b'she'in dech ha-rabim ha-fekes b'ntayim, ha-bezman she-ma-fekes loy bada. Gemara was talking about that we said it's given to the closer one only when there's no public thoroughfare that separates them. But if there is, it can be kept by the finder. This case can learn from the case in Bava Metzia that if a person stayed in an inn and found their lost articles, he can keep them. The Gemara there says that the owner had rented out to three different people. And the case there we can learn there, we can learn from here. Meaning, this case can learn from there. If there were only two people, he has to announce it. But the case over there can learn from here that if there were three people, it belongs to the finder.